Before you begin to look at the data again to determine the effect of change, you'll want to ensure that enough time has passed for the change to show an effect in the data. Some changes will take more time than others. For example, recruitment changes may appear quickly by affecting the type of students who enroll. Changes designed to affect student learning will take much longer to appear. The data and decision-making cycle is now complete, and you are back where you started identifying your topic. This time, however, the change you made will direct you specifically to the topic and question you asked. As before, you should frame the question around the specific issue the data can answer and identify the data elements as you proceed with the analysis and subsequent steps. You'll also want to talk to your staff and perhaps the staff of other programs as you evaluate the data to draw conclusions.